It's that special time of week when I am transported along with you, dear listener, somewhere mysterious here in the great city of Melbourne. And I'm joined to take us on that journey by the incredible Kenny McAlpine of Melbourne University. Hello, Professor McAlpine,
oh,
if I may.
Oh, Associate Professor.
Associate.
Oh, just, yeah, no, oh. Still climbing that slippery ladder.
Associate sounds better to me than Professor. So,
you think? Or
it's an extra word.
Deputy Associate Professor.
Deputy Associate Professor of Sound and Stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, last time I had you on, the switchboard almost melted down from people who just love listening to you talk.
Oh.
So please talk.
Okay, I shall. Well, I have had quite the time since I last saw you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've had a visitor over from Scotland, and so we've been using that as an excuse to go and do everything that Melbourne has on offer. So I've been for a skydive, we've been out Great Ocean Road, my wife and I went to see Fatboy Slim at the Meyer Bowl, and I emceed my first professional burn supper a week and a half ago.
Your first professional what?
Burn supper, or at least my first professional one here in Melbourne.
Burn supper.
Oh, you must have heard of Robert Burns. He's Scotland's answer to Shakespeare.
Oh, well, I've heard the name Robert Burns, but a burn supper, that's a new thing.
A burn supper, well, not in Scotland. We've been running them for the last 250 years.
Fill me in.
Essentially, it's an opportunity for people to get together, be a little bit body and raucous and tongue-in-cheek, fill themselves full of haggis and whiskey, and then just generally have a good time. And it's traditional to do a toast to the haggis, to welcome everybody in. There'll be entertainment, usually in the form of songs and poems, and then there'll be some good-natured jibing, so the men poke fun at the ladies poke fun back at the men, and yeah, a bit of verbal sparring, I guess.
Is there a charitable element? Or is it just pure hedonism? It's just a proper party.
It's not so much hedonism as sort of good-natured egalitarianism.
It's
a celebration of life.
Kenny McAlpine, where are you taking my listeners and I today?
Well, I figured that with everything else that was going on, we'd do something relatively sedate. Mm-hmm. Now, I want you to guess where we are, but I thought I'd not make it too difficult for you this time. So let's have a listen to this first sound, see if you can tell.
Okay, where are we, listeners? Oh. Well, unless you're trying to trick me, I reckon we're centre court at the tennis.
Oh, sadly not centre court.
I got too specific.
No, it was the 1573 court, that particular one. No, they don't pay me enough to go to the Rod Laver Stadium.
Where were we?
That was the Australian Open.
Oh.
Now, one of the things that's been on my bucket list since I was little, because, you know, back in the UK, for 2 weeks every summer when Wimbledon starts, everybody goes tennis mad and the streets are filled with kids batting a ball back and forward with anything that will substitute for a tennis racket. I first got into tennis probably in the early 80s, back in the kind of Jimmy Connor, John McEnroe, Bjorn Borg era, which dates me terribly. I got sent off to tennis lessons. I had tennis lessons with a South African lady called Vitrena. And so you can imagine the kind of knockabout vaudeville crosstalk that I had with my dad when I got home. What's your coach called? Vitrena. I know she's the trainer, but what's she called? And there's something about a tennis match, I think, both sonically and visually, and the drama that you get from it that just is captivating.
You know what? This is, I had no idea where we were going today, but it's so relevant because I took my 7-year-old to her very first tennis lesson just last night. So this is something spooky's happened here, Kenny.
Absolutely. Never let it be said that I'm not riding the zeitgeist all the time.
Were you watching me in the car park like a creep?
No. No, but you see that drone that's been following you about for the last week?
I thought it was paparazzi, but now I work for the ABC. awesome. So which sounds, how are we going to go deeper here in the tennis land?
Well, let's have a listen to the next track.
Okay, there's a fair bit going on there.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm hearing squeaky shoes, that's for sure.
Yep.
I'm hearing some pretty loud birds.
Mm.
And I think, was there a human voice thrown
in? Oh, there was
it?
Very definitely a grunt going on. No, this was the outdoor practice courts. Now, one of the first things we did when we got in, because we got off the train at Richmond and walked in, the first thing you come to is the outdoor practice courts. And we had lunch and hung out there for about 45 minutes. We were lucky enough to see Dylan Alcott play, or at least practice there. And it was captivating, you know, to see, I think Dylan's terrific, and congratulations on a sixth Open title.
Absolutely.
But to see him, see the way that he combines not just the skill of the play, but the way he reads play and navigates the court is really a joy to watch. And I think there's something about elite sport that is just so far beyond even what a really competent amateur can do. And it becomes palpable when you're standing next to a bunch of professionals, even in practice mode, watching the way that they just bring it all together. So on the one hand, you've got that sound of play, the repeated thump, 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 thump of the balls. And you're absolutely right. I love that sound of shoes squeaking on hard court.
Yeah.
Because it tells of the energy and the movement. And I think that nice juxtaposition between the squeaking and the birds coming in, it's almost like a little conversation happening.
It's just lovely. Now, as to the actual vocal gymnastics, I mean, that's something that people get very hot under the collar about.
Oh, a lot of people do, and I'm not quite sure why. Again, it comes back to that sense of level and quality and effort. If I pay to go and see a match, I want to know that my sports people are absolutely putting everything into it.
I agree. Every grunt that I hear is like, thank God it's not me.
Yeah.
Now, we're running out of time, so I think we've got time for one more. I think the final sound you brought in. I thought the applause was ending, and then it's like, no, something dramatic is happening.
This is an edit of three or four different moments in the final between Djokovic and Thiem. Now, what a final it was.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons that I love going to live sporting events is that sense of being just enveloped in a dynamic. And you can hear the play embodied in the crowd and how they react like that. Now, I played this to my wee lad, wee Kenny, and we were having a listen to it, and we both started giggling because it sounds just like the crowd sounds in Wii Sports by Nintendo.
And so I love that the youth now go, yeah, the real life sounds almost like a computer game.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
Almost realistic.
Absolutely. But, you know, it doesn't matter if you're playing FIFA on the Xbox or something like Wii Sports. You get these little snippets, but they're divorced from that context. And it is really, really interesting to compare those fragments, when you hear them out of context like that, to when you're actually in the moment and living and feeling and breathing that dynamic with them.
Kenny McAlpine, thank you so much for taking me and the listeners to The Tennis. And I'm so excited about where you'll take us next time.
Oh, even I don't know yet.
Someone, just before I let you go, Rob has texted in and said, there's a Robert Burns Festival in winter in Camperdown every year. It's from the 1st to the 5th of July this year.
Okay, they need to get their bids in for me fast.
I might send you there with a recorder and you can play us back some sounds.
Oh, yes.
Associate Professor Kenny McAlpine, from the Melbourne Enterprise Fellow at the Melbourne Conservatorium of Music at the University of Melbourne. You're more Melbourne than me.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Tongue twister.
Thanks so much, Kenny.
Pleasure.